Morning, Year 5. Happy Friday. It's that time of the week again. Your favourite. I know you missed it last week with it being half term. It's time for the spellings. 1 to 25, please. Number 1, illegal. Illegal. Something that is against the law is illegal. This is not a sick bird of prey. Number 2, kind. It is important to be kind. Kind. Number 3, impossible. Impossible. Something that cannot be done is said to be impossible. Number 4, composer. Composer. Mozart was a famous composer. Last 5 letters like to look in the mirror. Number 5, unkind. Unkind. It's not good to be unkind. Number 6, kindliness. Kindliness. The trait in someone's personality that makes them kind is their kindliness. Number 7, impossibility. Impossibility. It's surely an impossibility that Leeds will not play in the Premier League next season. Impossibility. Number 8, legal. Legal. Something that is within the law is said to be legal. Number 9, compose. Compose. A verb meaning to put together or to make. Especially associated with music. Maybe you could compose your own song at home. Number 10, legalize. Legalize. To make something legal is the act of legalizing it. So to legalize. Number 11, legality. Legality. This is when the law gets a bit technical and we have to go down to the legality of it. Number 12, possible. Possible. Something that can be done is possible. Number 13, possibility. Possibility. Very similar to the previous word. If it can be done, it is a possibility. Number 14, decompose. Decompose, meaning to break down. If you leave an apple out too long, it will start to decompose. That does make it friendly for the environment. Number 15, kindly. Kindly. My next door neighbour is a kindly old lady. Kindly. Number 16, composition. Composition. Something that you've put together is a composition, like that song you might have made or not. On to the bottom of the sheet here now. Number 17, the word is sacrifice. Sacrifice. To give something up is a modern interpretation of a sacrifice, and it is 9 letters long. The last 3 are a bit cold. Sacrifice. Number 18, yet again making its 15th appearance of the season. Number 18, the word is dictionary. Dictionary. If I don't know a word, I will look it up in the dictionary. This must have come up in old SATs tests or something because it's in the scheme a lot. Number 19, the word is artifacts. Artifacts. We've looked at some Anglo-Saxon artifacts. Source of evidence that were found in the Anglo-Saxon time. This is 9 letters long. Artifacts. And the last 5 letters, I guess you'd say, are true. Number 20, the word is favourite. Favourite. Dairy milk is my favourite type of chocolate. And I've eaten too much of it in lockdown. That is 9 letters long. Favourite. Number 21, determined. Determined. I am determined not to get too sad about this lockdown and keep a good attitude. Determined. 10 letters, the last 5 are a verb. In the past tense. Number 22, stomach. Stomach. I've eaten so much chocolate, I have a stomach ache. And that is 7 letters long, and it kind of doesn't look how it sounds, so I hope you've learned that one. 7 letters for that. Speaking of ones that don't look like they sound, number 23, the word is yacht. I can't wait to go on holiday and get on a yacht on the calm blue ocean. Yacht. 5 letters. It sounds a bit like it looks like someone sneezed, I always think of. Bless you. Number 24, the word is apparent. Apparent. It became apparent to me when I ate too much chocolate that I had a stomachache. Or it became apparent to me when I had a stomachache that I'd eaten too much chocolate. This is 8 letters long. And the last 4 mean to hire something. And finally, number 25, the word is amateur. If you are not a professional, you are said to be an amateur. This is 7 letters long, and again, doesn't look particularly how it sounds, so be careful, it's another one you need to learn. I think I forgot to do dictionary, the amount of letters for number 18, by the way, so before you all tell me in the comments, that is 10 letters long. Dictionary. Although you already knew that because it's been in about 100 million times already this year. That was hyperbole. Before anyone puts that in the comments either. Thank you for listening to me, Joan, on another spelling test, guys. Hope you did okay. Let us know in the comments, and I hope to see you soon. Cheers.